Okay, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so the Tasmanian Energy Saver Loan Scheme, is that what it's called?
That's the one.
Right, yep. So what's the latest?
There's going to be a round table, I think, tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. There's been a few industry associations invited onto it. They're going to talk about it. Hopefully they make a move on it soon because the present circumstances are completely untenable.
Right. So for people who aren't aware, the $10,000 interest-free loan available from the government is in operation, but only for people who tick off to, what is it?
Basically sign up to the Clean Energy Council tick of approval.
Which you think is rubbish.
It's just complete rubbish, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we'll see how we go with that and more on that next week. Right, let's go to today's topic, an industry push for renewable energy storage targets.
Yeah, no, this is pretty cool. So there's been an industry alliance formed between Smart Energy Council, Clean Energy Investment Group, Solar Citizens, Advanced Materials Battery Council, I wonder what they're about, to push for a national energy storage target. And Darren, this makes sense, as with the intermittent nature of renewable energy, there is always a requirement to have enough storage to fully utilise the potential of solar energy, wind energy, all yep. that sort of stuff. So, and the tweaking of the renewable energy target, which at the moment is largely focused around generation instead of storage, would be the final part of the puzzle. Like, there is a broad array of options on the table, and once again, this agnostic approach is the best way forward, as some solutions suit different areas better than others. So some areas, you know, it's going to be pumped hydro, some areas are going to be chemical batteries, things like that. Now, pump hydro is mentioned, and that's my personal favourite for long-term storage. But, you know, there's also these amazing grid-size options as well, and we've spoke about those over the last few months, you know, the ion batteries and lithium-ion,
yep.
as in ion flow batteries, all that sort of stuff. If this were to come about, it could potentially unlock $42 billion worth of investment and create 100,000 jobs across the nation. Though I'm not 100% sure where all those people will be coming from, Darren.
But,
So this alliance is lobbying the federal government to focus on a storage target. Because we have plenty of renewable energy, but storing it is going to be the most important thing.
Yep.
But currently the focus is on a capacity mechanism, which focuses on generation. And this favours the current fossil fuel energy generators. Now, most of the upwards pressures on energy pricing is from the big four fossil fuel-based generators, and they're just gross profit-taking. And I use the word gross not in the financial sense, but as in grotesque. In my opinion, the prices have been artificially inflated to put pressure on a renewable energy-friendly federal government to acquiesce in maintaining the status quo. And look, hopefully at home here we see some action with the hydro, because they've been talking about pumped storage for a long time and haven't really struck a blow yet. But there's also some movement on the mainland as well with a company called Powin early next year in 2023 of the world's largest 1,915 megawatt-hour battery just north of Sydney.
Wow.
So it's all happening. So, look, exciting times. Now, this is a bit more local news. Once again, the dodgy door knockers are back in town. And once again, our phones are running red hot with concerned people worrying about their mums and dads being stitched up. So once again, we are getting people out of contracts. Just remember those simple rules, and that's don't let them in. If you do let them in, don't sign up for anything on the day. But they will apply a lot of pressure to do so. That's why the don't let them in is the easiest way forward. Get quotes from local suppliers, and it doesn't have to be DMS Energy. Basically, anyone local will give you a much better price and after-sale support. Of all the calls we fielded this week, Darren, every one of them was around $5,000 over and above what the equipment was actually worth.
Right.
So that's how much they were ripping people off. So let's watch out for each other and keep these rogues off our island state. So another thing to know is DMS Energy has some good deals on heat pump hot water at the moment. We've got the iStore or the Apricus unit. And the demand for solar energy-related products has been very strong. Something we tend to forget about too, though, Darren, is heating at this time of year, mainly because it's warm.
Ish.
Warmish, yeah. But this is the best time to consider upgrading your heating to, say, a more efficient LG heat pump and be ready for winter. Typically, what we see, Darren, is a surge of demand as soon as it starts to get frosty, and then people have to wait for us to get to them.
Yeah.
But if you get in now, you can be all ready to go for when Jack Frost starts to nip. Proactive instead of reactive planning, something to consider.
Righto. DMS Energy, and you can see all their gear at the showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. What's the number there, mate?
It is 1300 502 599. Or you can find us. It's all the W's, demisenergy.net.au. We have an online quote form you can fill in there and come to us and we can get the ball rolling.
Yep.
Or find us on Facebook.
Easy peasy. All right, mate. Have a good day. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.